Only 2 to 3% of Florida's foster children who are eligible to drive actually do learn to drive and have a driver's license by the time they're 18 years old. And Chelsea Bramblett, who's since aged out of the foster care system, says she's part of the larger percentage that didn't learn until after she was 18.
At one point, my sister and I were doing a road trip, and I was driving her car, and she was telling me what to do, and she's like, "You don't know this stuff?" And I was like, "No, I've never had driving experience. Like, I was 18 years old, and I didn't know, you know, certain things."
Bramblett is also a part of Florida Youth Shine in Pensacola, a group of former foster kids whose goal is to help current foster kids. She says in her case, she had a learner's permit at the age of 15, but when she later got put into the foster care system, she could not learn how to drive or get her driver's license because the cost of insurance would be too high for her foster mother.
And I wasn't able to drive anyone's vehicle. My foster mom, you know, told me she would let me drive her vehicle, but she couldn't because of the insurance problems. So I had my permit for 3 years, and I wasn't able to drive. I had no driving experience, and I wasn't able to get my license until after my 18th birthday when I could be able to insure myself.
Danielle McMahon, another member of Florida Youth Shine in Hillsborough County, has a similar story. While she got her learner's permit at age 15, she was able to get her license, but it took her more than 5 years to get it.
I was able to get my learner's permit through the class at school, but unfortunately, like, you have to have 10 hours of practice time driving a vehicle outside of school, and I wasn't able to because my foster mom, like, didn't have the time. She worked a lot. She was a single parent, so I wasn't able to practice and get my driver's license. I actually just recently got my driver's license, like, the beginning of the year.
She says not having a car when she was younger really affected both her home and work life. For example, her family and friends lived across town, and she had to take a bus ride, which could last for hours. And she says at age 17, getting to her job at KFC was equally frustrating.
The bus system here in Tampa, it's okay if you know the bus system, but if you don't know it, like, trying to get somewhere on time, like, you have to leave, like, hours before you can get there. So there were times where, like, I was late to work because I took the bus, and then if there's, like, any kind of delay, like, let's see, somebody, there's, like, an argument on the bus, and the bus driver trying to kick someone off, and, you know, you're stuck there for, like, 10 minutes, and you're like, "I need to get to work, I need to get here," and I can't because this stupid delay on the bus, you know. Like, anything could go wrong, and for whatever reason, I'd miss work, or I'd be late, or, you know, or I wouldn't make it back on time for curfew.
And Ellen Abramowitz says stories like theirs are all too common in Florida. That's why, as executive director of Florida's Guardian Ad Litem program, he's hoping to make things easier for foster kids to learn how to drive and to get their driver's license through a bill two state lawmakers are soon expected to file.
And we anticipate the bill will be filed soon by Senator Nancy Dietert and Representative Ben Albritton. They are the two sponsors for the normalcy bill, or the Let Kids Be Kids bill, last year. And this is really an extension of normalcy, because it is normal for children to learn to drive as they get to that age.
The so-called Let Kids Be Kids bill, now law, allows foster parents to have more of a role in what their kids can do, like to go to an away game or to a sleepover, rather than go through the courts. And Abramowitz says the sponsors of that bill are now hoping to build on that legislation and file a bill to help kids get safe driving experience. It includes creating a statewide pilot program to make sure kids learn to drive, get their driver's license, and help foster parents with the cost.
This legislation, if passed, would have a fund available that foster parents or group homes or community-based care or other caregivers could be reimbursed for the difference of the cost of insurance. Also, it would reimburse driving education classes, the other costs associated with learning to drive.
Jane Soltis is the longtime chair of the Florida Independent Living Services Advisory Council, who conducted the research for the proposal. She says, like the Let Kids Be Kids law, which was even the subject of a congressional hearing earlier this year, she hopes the state becomes the first again to put some rules in place to address the issue of foster kids getting a driver's license.
Nobody has really cracked the nut on how to help kids get this, get the education and the driver's license, how to support it, and how to work at the liability issue for foster parents. So there's pieces of it that some states have been able to crack, but not the whole nut. And we're hoping that at some point, at the end of this pilot, we maybe could crack the whole nut and be the first state to do that.
And Representative Ben Albritton, the bill's soon-to-be House sponsor, says putting this bill together just makes good sense, calling it a, quote, rite of passage.
If a foster child has good enough grades, and we're working on what that number is going to be, and they, you know, aren't in trouble and aren't, you know, if they're being well-behaved, and they should be rewarded to get a driver's license, that'll help them. Get a job, maybe. Take some pressure off of the foster family. I mean, think about it from that perspective. And I know I have a 15-year-old that's about to be 16, and I'm nervous. But at the end of the day, she's going to be mobile. And there's a certain value to kids being mobile. It really, quite frankly, I think it helps them grow up in a lot of ways.
Unless the proposal changes before it's filed, eligible foster kids must maintain a 2.2 GPA. And for the first year of operation, it asks for $1.5 million. It also develops a three-year pilot program to see if the legislation is hurting or helping. And those findings will be reported back to the legislature and the governor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.